Current State on 90.5 WKAR. When we think about our carbon footprint, if we think about it at all, we often look at things like our car's gas mileage or our home's energy usage or how far our food had to travel to get to the plate. Rarely mentioned in a discussion about carbon footprints, however, are musical instruments. Many traditional musical instruments are made out of wood, and likely the same kind of wood they've been made out of for centuries. And the trees that produce much of that wood are in decline all around the world. One graduate student in the School of Music at Michigan State University decided to do something about his musical carbon footprint. He built his own sustainable instrument made from local materials, but it's not just any old instrument. Current State's Gabriela Saldivia has the story.
That's a marimba. Picture a gigantic xylophone. It has wooden bars of varying lengths and long horizontal tubes underneath called the resonators. The player stands and with two mallets whacks the bars to create the distinct marimba sound. Playing is Alex Smith, a graduate student from North Carolina. Alex came to MSU to study ethnomusicology and percussion performance in 2011. He says he wanted to feel more connected to the instrument he plays every day.
You know, our percussion system, we have a lot of instruments that are made in China and Taiwan and Thailand, or just other international locations. And even if they are made at home, like, we just get them in a box and just have to assemble them.
So he decided to build his own. Alex is not a carpenter and has no formal training and no tools. For help, he found someone who makes custom marimbas less than 90 miles away in Plymouth, Michigan.
It worked out really well. I could be in a place where there isn't a marimba craftsman for states.
Marimbas are typically made from rosewood trees, which are found in different parts of South America, Africa, and India. Alex built his out of Michigan sassafras in just 5 days.
I try to be really aware of what I consume, how I'm consuming it, and you know, since I'm living here and I'm consuming stuff from Michigan, I think that it's important to support it.
The decline of rosewood trees is a growing issue. Meredith Barrett is an ecologist whose research has focused on rosewood.
It's a really big problem. In Brazil, there has been quite a lot of illegal logging, and it's now protected under CITES Appendix 1. There's also been really problematic logging in India as well.
CITES is the Convention on the International Trade of Endangered Species. Although rosewood is technically part of the convention, it doesn't seem to be protected from deforestation and logging, mostly because rosewood trees are in pretty high demand.
Because it has this really beautiful, rich burgundy color and very hard wood, it's valued as a prize for very high-end furniture, especially for beautifully carved furniture, as well as for musical instruments.
The fickle musician's ear is one likely reason rosewood trees are in decline. Here's what a rosewood marimba sounds like. And here's a marimba made of Michigan sassafras. That difference you hear, it really matters.
Instruments are by nature a tradition, roots-based thing that people expect their instruments to be what they've always been.
That's Ray Alshire, the purchasing department manager at Elderly Instruments in Lansing.
That is the struggle that the manufacturers deal with, is to keep making instruments from the same woods that are getting more scarce and more expensive.
Though his livelihood depends on the production of musical instruments, Alshire is able to step back and take an environmental approach.
Do we need to stop making guitars? No. But we need to be smart about where the wood comes from, how it's processed to eliminate waste, and that we're doing everything we can to make a great sounding instrument with as little impact on the environment as possible.
As we take a tour of the store, Alshire says Elderly carries other options, like guitars made of sustainable wood certified by the Forest Stewardship Council, which is a governing body that sets criteria for wood to be harvested in an eco-friendly way. But there just aren't many of these guitars on the display floor.
The instruments in general that are Forest Stewardship Council certified are not top sellers.
Awareness of our musical instruments' carbon footprint hasn't quite caught on yet. But it's getting there slowly, says Robert Richardson, MSU professor of sustainability.
The conversation about reducing our carbon footprint is really starting to sort of branch out into every aspect of our lives. So I can't say for sure that there's no work being done on the carbon footprint of musical instruments, but I think the idea is on the minds of many of us.
Last month, the MSU School of Music showcased Alex's work with a recital. About 40 to 50 people showed up, mostly family and friends.
I think there is a small movement, but I think we need to get more people on board with it. I don't think that we can ask everyone in the world or everyone in the percussion community to make their own instrument, but I think we can encourage them to just think about and consider the life that was taken in order to make their instrument.
Alex's Michigan marimba may have been less resonant, but for those in the audience, his message of sustainability was heard, loud and clear. For Current State, I'm Gabriela Saldivia.